Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Vav. We left off, Elisha left off on Daf Hey Amid Bey is at the two dots on the bottom line of the page. I thank Elisha Graf very much for covering us for the first four blot of Maseches Chagiga. Sadly, he couldn't cover us for more blot of Maseches Chagiga, but I am here. So we left off at the today's share, sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. Anybody else? That's it. Okay. And today we're going to first talk about the machlokes b'sham b'shilul, about how we define a katan as far as the chiyuv to be ola l'regel. So we discussed what exactly his father needs to be able to do to get him from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash in order to be chayiv and aliyah l'regel. So the Gemara is first going to talk about how did the katan get to Yerushalayim in the first place. We're talking about very, very young children. So if he was old enough to get to Yerushalayim, l'chari is old enough to do any of these things that we're describing over here. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why Chana didn't bring Shmuel to Yerushalayim at a very young age, if it would seem he was already old enough to hold his father's hand or ride on his father's shoulder to the Har HaBayis, or to the Mishkan. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a disabled katan has to be Ola. What if a katan is a Suma or a Chiger, and is there a Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel for him, considering that he's going to, when he becomes a Gadol, assuming that when he becomes a Gadol, he's not going to have these disabilities anymore. So if he's going to be chayiv as a Gadol, is there a din of chinuch on him as a katan, even though a Gadol in his current position, as someone who's a Suma or a Chiger, would not be obligated to be Ola L'Regel? Then the Gemara is going to explain the shitas of the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel about how much the karbanos should cost. The particular karbanos should cost, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, so we're going to explain each shita, why each one doesn't want to say like the other shita, how each one addresses the rayos of the other shita, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of demonstrating which Tanayim hold that the karbanos that are spoken about in Parshas Mishpatim were olas re'iyah, and which Tanayim hold that they were olas tamid and not olas re'iyah. And once we're talking about the karbanos that the Torah talks about in Parshas Mishpatim, the Gemara is going to talk about whether the olos in Parshas Mishpatim were sheep or were they bulls, and l'may nafkamina, whether they were sheep or bulls, whatever they did, mistama, so they knew what to do, so what difference does it make to us what the particular animals were that were brought for those karbanos ola. So let's begin again, last line of the page on Daf Hey Amud Beis. So we said, Ezu katan kol shein yachav lirkav al ksefa shel aviv, that what is a katan who's not chayiv b'ri'iya, if he's not able to ride on his father's shoulders to go up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis? That's Beis Shammai Shita, and Beis Hillel says as long as he's not able to hold his father's hands to go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. So from the Mishnah it seems that since both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would say that the shear of a katan is based on his ability, if he's already in Yerushalayim, to leave his mother and go with his father from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. But if the katan is able to go that distance, then he's chayv b'ri'iyah l'chora, even if he's not able to go from a distant city all the way to Yerushalayim. Meaning the point is that if what the starting point is that he's in Yerushalayim, then you have this machlokes b'sham b'silel, how old does he have to be in order to be chayv to go to be for the re'iyah? So maskef l'Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira challenges this. Ad hachem anasye, up until Yerushalayim, who brought him? Meaning this katan left his mother when he went from his city, wherever he lives, to Yerushalayim, because women are pater from the mitzvah of re'iyah. So l'chara, his mother didn't go to Yerushalayim, so if he was able to leave his mother for long enough to get to Yerushalayim, then he's for sure old enough to go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, either riding on his father's shoulder or holding his father's hands. So if that's the case, why does the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have to argue about the shear of a katan that's able to go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis? Al Korchach, he left his mother and got to Yerushalayim, so he's already old enough, Bein Berechiva, Bein Ba'achiza, however it is, he's already old enough to get from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis. So Amalei Abaye, Ad Hacha, Demechayve Ime Besimcha, is Chayve Ime, Mikan Ve'elach, Aitise Ime rather, Mikan Ve'elach, Imyach Lalos, V'lachos B'yad Shalavim, Yerushalayim, Lahar HaBayis, Chayve Imlo, Pater, that up until this point, going from his home all the way into Yerushalayim, his mother, it may not be chayiv in re'iyah, but she's chayiv in the mitzvah of simcha saregel. And Rashi quotes a pasuk, how do I know his mother mother is chayv in simchas haregel. So Rashi quotes a pasuk, v'samachta ato uveisecha. So that's the pasuk that tells us that a woman is chayv in simcha as well. It's a little bit of a shvera pasuk to quote, because that pasuk is really about Meisr Sheni. It's not really about simchas yom tov, but the achronim deal with that question. But a woman is chayv in simcha. So since the husband is being all the regel to Yerushalayim because of the chiv to bring karbanos re'iyah and simcha, the woman is going to go with him in order to be mesameach together with him b'chag. That's how Rashi understands, meaning even though she's not chayiv in shalmi simcha, but she goes to Yerushalayim to be mesameach together with her husband. That's the way Rashi seems to understand it, and therefore the mother is going to bring the child up until that point. Tosos in Dibra Masal de Mechaiva points out that l'chor it's mashma from our sugya that a woman herself is chayiv in shalmi simcha, and that's why she's going to Yerushalayim. Not like Rashi said. Rashi said no, a woman's not chayiv in shalmi simcha, but the husband is chayiv in shalmi simcha, and the woman's going to go and be mesameach with the husband. So Tosos points out it sounds from here the woman has a fundamental chiyuv of shalmi simcha. Problem is the Gemara in Kedusha Lamedalad Beis and Rosh Hashanah Davav Beis says that a woman has no chiyuv of simcha at all. It's a chiyuv on the bailo l'samcha. It's a chiyuv on her husband to be mesameach her. So Tosos in Maseches Kiddushin answers in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that Eino Chinami, she has no chiyuv in Shalmei Simcha on her own volition. She has no personal obligation, but her husband has a chiyuv to be mesameach her with his shlamim. And that's what it means, that an ish is mechiyeves. Because her husband has a chiyuv to be mesameach her, she's incorporated in the chiyuv. Turi Evan quotes a different answer from the Balamar at the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that the chiyuv is on the husband l'shadla b'dvarim, in order to encourage her, in order to be mesameach with him in Yerushalayim. She has the right to say no thank you. It's not her mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of the husband to make it to sweeten the pot a little bit and tell her he's going to show her the best yantif ever, and it's going to be gavaldik, and the family is going to enjoy the nice hotel in Yerushalayim, to convince her to go if she's not interested in going. That's his mitzvah, says the Balamar, but she has no obligation to go on her own right. But anyway, so since that's his mitzvah, the assumption is the woman is going to be going to Yerushalayim as well, and therefore she's going to bring the child to Yerushalayim. But from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis, so that's where we have that if he's able to hold his father's hands to walk from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, then the father has to bring him with him to be mechanichim, and otherwise the father's going to be patri. He does not have to bring him to be mechanichim. From the Gemara, it sounds like there's no chiyuv on the mother to be malah him to the Har HaBayis. It sounds like the whole mitzvah of chinuch is on the father, which is very unusual. You would imagine that the mitzvah of chinuch would be on both mother and father. So Rashi and Daf Beis Amud Aleph writes that the chum were matil al aviv ve'al imo l'chanecho b'mitzvos. So how do we reconcile that with our Gemara? So in the Sefer Siach Yitzchak on Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Beis, he writes that that any mitzvah that a woman herself is not chayiv in, she has no chiyuv to be mechanech her child in. That only a mitzvah that she herself is chayiv in, so she have a mitzvah to be mechanech her son in. So in a chinami, Rashi was correct on Daf Beis when he says that both mother and father are chayiv in the mitzvah of chinuch. But the range of that chiyuv, the breadth of that chiyuv is going to be different for mother and father, because each one only has to be mechanech the child in the mitzvahs that they themselves are chayiv in. That's a special limud that a father has to be mechanech his child if he's a nazir to keep nazirus, because the father's not chayiv in nazirus if he's not a nazir. So you have a special limud for that. But typically the mitzvah of chinuch is an extension of the parents' own chiyuv. It's a big chiddush in the geder of the mitzvah of chinuch, but that's what the Siach Yitzchak says, that it's an extension of one's own chiyuv in mitzvos, is that my obligation is so strong in these mitzvos that I even have to make sure my children are doing these mitzvos. But if I'm not obligated in the mitzvah to begin with, then I have no chiyuv to make sure that my children are doing those mitzvos. Says Gemara, Heshev Rebbe Tachas Pesil Divrei Beis Shammai, that they ask, according to Beis Shammai, that the shear of a ptur of a katan is if he's not able to ride on his father's shoulders and go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. Pasuk says by Chana, the mother of Shmuel, the Chana lo also, the Chana didn't go with Elkanah, her husband, when he went to the Mishkan in Shiloh. Ki amra li isha, she said to her husband, to Elkanah, Adi gomel hana'ar vavi Yosef, that I'm going to wait till he's a little bit older, till I wean him, and then you can bring him to Mishkan Shiloh. But we're going to wait till that long. Vashmuel, the Yachal, Ilukra, Vaksev, Shalavavava, Lechara, he was already a year old. He had the ability to ride on his father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. So Shmuel had the ability to ride on his father's shoulders from Shiloh to the Mishkan. So according to the Beis Shammai, he was already old enough to be chayiv in that mitzvah of chinuch. So why didn't she bring him to Shiloh in order to be mechanich him properly? So you see that it must be a riot to the sheet of the Beis Hillel, that the koveya is not being able to ride on the father's shoulders, the koveya is being able to hold the father's hand. And Shmuel was too young to do that. The Gemara is making an assumption. There's no way he was too young to ride on his father's shoulders. A one-year-old could ride on his father's shoulders. It must be that he was that Beis Hillel is correct, that the geder is if he's able to hold his father's hands, and that Shmuel was too young for. Some le'avuas, or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said back to Rebbe. Rebbe was the one who brought this raya on behalf of the Beis Hillel against the Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rebbe's father, said back to Rebbe, ul'tameich tikshilach, according to you, that this is a raya to the Beis Hillel, you still have a kasha, because even though Shmuel was very, very small and he was not chayiv in chinuch l'ri'iya, but Chana gufa mila mechayiv b'simcha, why wasn't Chana going? Didn't Chana have a chayiv of simcha? Like we just said, however you want to be magdir that chayiv, whether it's the husband's chayiv to be mishadla b'dvarim, or whether it's the husband's chayiv to incorporate her in the shalmi simcha, or whether it's her own personal chayiv, but Chana had to be there. So why wasn't Chana going? El Chana mefankusi yaser techazi be b'shmuel. It must be that Chana saw that Shmuel was a very weak composition. He was not a very strong child. And she thought it would be bad for Shmuel's health to travel all that way. So even though he was able to be rochev al kisvei aviv to go from Shiloh to the Mishkan, but to get to that point would have been too much. The journey, the travel, would have been too difficult for Shmuel. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that's why Chana herself didn't go, because cholin misham sheim are pater as well. That Chana was misham shechola, that Shmuel had a din of a chola, and Chana was misham shechola, which is a little bit difficult to understand, because the Cheshek Shlomo points out that din of Cholim Sham Shem is a p'tur from Sukkah. That's what you have in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hey. You don't have such a p'tur in other mitzvahs, that Cholim Sham Shem are p'tur from other mitzvahs. Right? You have a din of Mitzta'er p'tur min HaSukkah. You don't have a din of Mitzta'er p'tur from other mitzvahs. But for whatever reason, the Gemara says that was a good enough reason for Chana not to go, because she saw that Shmuel wasn't going to be able to make it. Just very practically, someone had to take care of Shmuel. So Chana couldn't abandon Shmuel. Obviously, if he wasn't going to be able to make it, the mother's not going to be able to come either. So by Rabbi Shimon, katan chiger ledivrei Beis Shammai. Fascinating question. What if you have a child who's not able to walk? According to Beis Shammai, where you don't need to be able to walk, you just need to be able to sit on the father's shoulders. V'suma ledivrei shneim, or a katan that's blind, according to both of them, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would hold that a blind child is able to hold his father's hands and walk. So what if you have a child who's disabled to the point that if he were an adult suffering from this disability, he would be putter from being Ola, but now he's a child and he meets the criteria that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said. He's able to hold his father's hands and go. So what's the din? Are we going to be mechayiv him? Are you chayiv to mechanich the katan who has such a disability in the mitzvah sri'iyah? If he were a gadol, then min haTorah he would not have the mitzvah sri'iyah. Say chidami, says mar ilim b'chigur shein yachol espashiv v'sum shein yachol espateach. If it's a permanent issue, he's never going to walk, he's never going to see. Hashem gadol patav katav mibay. What kind of chinuch? You're going to be mechanich him when he's a gadol in the same condition, he's going to be patav. So now as a katan, you're going to make him do it? It doesn't make sense that the child is going to be obligated from the age of whatever, 2 to 12, and then as soon as he becomes bar mitzvah, he becomes potter. That his bar mitzvah speech is going to be how he just became potter from mitzvahs. It doesn't make any sense. No, we're talking about where the condition is temporary, where he has some sort of condition that he's unable to walk, but he's going to be able to walk, or likely going to be able to walk when he's an adult. Or right now he's not able to see, but he's likely going to be able to see when he's an adult. So then what's the halacha? Do we say that they look at him basher husham, and right now he's a Suma, right now he's a chiger, and assuming the chiger is part from the mitzvah? Or do we say no, the whole point of chinuch is to train him for when he's a gadol, and when he's a gadol he's going to be chayiv, so start the training now, because he is in fact going to be chayiv when he's a gadol. So Abayi says whenever a gadol is chayiv midaraisa, you'd be mechayiv a katan midrabanan. But what follows is that kalecha de gadol patam midaraisa midrabanan katanami pater. Anytime a gadol is patam in Torah, the chum were never mechayiv chinuch on the katan. Therefore, this katan who's a chiger or a suma is patam from the chinuch of ri'iyah, even though he's going to get better and he's going to be able to do these things when he's a gadol, because a gadol in his current matzav wouldn't have to go. Meaning, the nature of chinuch, of the mitzvah of chinuch, is you look b'asher usham and you pretend. What chinuch does is that on a daraisa level, someone under bar mitzvahs or bas mitzvahs pater from mitzvahs. Midrabban, what the mitzvah of chinuch does is, says, pretend that he's 10 years older than he is. Pretend that he's already a bar mitzvah, that she's already a bas mitzvah. And if you were to look at a sumo or a chiger and pretend that they were a bar or bat mitzvah already, they'd be pater because they're a chiger or a suma. So then they wouldn't be chayv anyway. Over here, bar mitzvah, not bas mitzvah. We were talking about a boy. So that's the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. This is a very, very important Gemara in terms of the geder of the mitzvah of chinuch. Because yesh ladin, there are two ways one could have looked at the mitzvah of chinuch. One could look at the mitzvah of chinuch and say that it's all about training, and therefore it doesn't matter whether a gadol basher husham, a gadol in this child's predicament, would be chayiv or not. What matters is whether this child, when he gets older, will actually be chayiv. If it's about training, train him to do what he's going to need to know how to do when he's older. Or you could say, no, it's about being mekayim the mitzvahs in the mitzvah v'yosa, that the mitzvah of chinuch is that the chacham said that even though he's 10, we view him as if he's 15, and he therefore does the mitzvah as he's mitzvah on a drabana level to do the mitzvah as in the mitzvah v'yosa, to perform the mitzvah. But if in his current situation he wouldn't be obligated to perform the mitzvah even if he were 15, then you wouldn't have him do the mitzvah. This is the chakira about the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. Rav Moshe Feinstein brings this up in a tshuva, a famous tshuva, where he was asked from I think it was the Beis Yehuda school in Detroit when they started the yeshiva, where they're the ones I think that had that fancy dinner with all the politicians. So when they started the yeshiva, the community was too small to start a boys' school and a girls' school separately. So they wanted to know, should they start one school for one gender or the other and let the other go to public school till they could figure it out, or should they start a co-ed school and then hopefully as the community grows and gets bigger and they're able to separate them, that they'll be able to separate them. So Moshe writes, it's a machlokas magen Avram Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah. So which is like, what? It's a machlokas Mishnah Berurah magen Avram in Hilchos Sukkah? Yeah, there's machlokas Mishnah Berurah and magen Avram. What if you have a child and you want to be mechanichim in the mitzvah of Dalad Minim? So the halacha is that on the first day of Sukkot it needs to be lachem, it needs to belong to them. Thing is, if a child is kona the Dalad Minim, he has the ability to be kona when the Das Acheres is makna lo, and someone is giving it to him, but he doesn't have the ability to be makna it back to the parent. So is it an Eitzah for the parent to give the Dalad Minim to the child? Let the child take first, but just have in mind, I'm not being makna to the child. So the child will shake the lulav, he has no idea what you're having in mind, what you're not having in mind, whether you're being makna to him or not. Kid will take the lulav, he'll give it back to you, and you were never machnit him, so it's still lachem, you'll still be able to do the mitzvah. Do you say, no, what kind of chinuch is that? The child doesn't have any, it's not lachem for the child, because you were never machnit to him, and how could that be chinuch in the mitzvah? Machlokas mishabura magen Avram, whether that works. What's the nekudas machlokas, says Rav Moshe? The nekudas machlokas is, what is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is the mitzvah of chinuch to train him? And this child has no idea that he doesn't own this dal and mean him, so you're training him just fine, and therefore it works. Or is the mitzvah to say no? Basher husham, he needs to do the mitzvah. That he does the mitzvah. He's 10, pretend he's 15. He needs to do the mitzvah as if he were a gadol already. In which case, you're not able to be mekayim the mitzvah. So says Rav Moshe, it's a machlokas achronim, but the Gemara already addresses it. Chagiga davav. The Gemara addresses this very issue, what the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch is. And the Gemara says that if you have a child who, if he were an adult, would be pater, then he's pater from chinuch as well. And therefore it would turn out that the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch is basher usham, to perform the mitzvah as neinu mitzvah v'yosa. So Moshe says, it turns out that when it comes to lulav, the halacha would be that he needs to be the owner of it, that he needs to, it needs to be lachem for the child. So it would come out of chumrah by lulav, but it would come out of kula in coeducation. Because if the child doesn't have a yetzer hara yet, so if a gadol doesn't have a yetzer hara, there would be no problem of him being in a class together with members of the opposite gender. Because there's no yetzer hara, there's no isser being in a classroom. The isser is the yetzer hara and the hirurim. So basher husham, he doesn't have a yetzer hara, there is no chinuch. If we're about training, though, so if we're purely just about training the behaviors that he's going to need to know as an adult, so then certainly he's going to have a Yetzer Hara one day, so then you would have to train him already at a younger age. So that's what Moshe says as far as children below the age of having a Yetzer Hara, just a brilliant application of the halacha by Rav Moshe. So anyway, so says the Gemara further now, Beishami Amar Riyah Shtei Kesef. We had a Machlokes Beishami Beisila, how much the Karbanos Riyah should cost. Beishamay said Re'iyah Shtei Kesef, and so they argue about how much the Re'iyah and the Chagiga cost. So Tan Rabban, the Braisa elaborates, Beishamay Omer Re'iyah, the Re'iyah that every male is chayiv to bring on Yom Tov has to be Shtei Kesef, but the Chagiga, the Shalmei Chagiga that everyone brings on Regel is Ma'ah Kesef. It's one Ma'ah of Kesef, and the reason that we're more machmir by the Re'iyah than we are by the Chagiga is Shari'iyah Ola Kula Legavoa. The Re'iyah is more chashuv. It all goes Gavoa, it's an ola, it all gets burnt on the mizbech. Mashein kein bechagiga, as opposed to chagiga is a carbon shlamim, so it gets eaten by people, not as chashuv. Va'od, another reason we're more machmir by the re'iyah, the olas re'iyah, than we are by the shalmei chagiga, is matzina batzeres, shiri ben akasa ba'olos yosem b'shlamim. We find by the carbonos of the yomtov of shvuas that the Torah is mitzaveh to be makriv on shvuas more olos than shlamim. So you see that there's a preference of olos over shlamim. Turi Evan points out that the bright is bringing a raya dafka from the Yom Tov of Shavuos, where there are both olos and shlamim, not by all the other karbanos of Musaf, where the Torah tells us to bring olos, and there are no shlamim at all. Meaning, one could have said, every other Yom Tov where there's a karban Musaf that's only olos is an even better raya, that olos are more important than shlamim, because there are only olos in the chiyuv. So says Turi Evan, no, it's not a better raya. It's only a raya if you have both, and you see that one has more than the other. But if you have only one type or the other, that's not a raya that it's better, it's just it calls for a different formula. So only when you have both types of karbanos, like you have by Shavuos, and there are more olos than there are shlamim, that tells you about the hierarchy of olos versus shlamim. Beis Hillel says, nah, the opposite. Hari'iyah ma'a kesef. The olas ri'iyah is only a ma'a kesef. Chagiga shtei kesef. The shalmei chagiga kos shtei kesef. Why? Shechagiga yeshal lefnei adibur. The shalmei chagiga are more chashuv because the shalmei chagiga were brought even before Matan Torah. Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, "Vayishlach es narei b'nei Yisrael." The Yizbuchu Zvachim Shlamim, as Pasuk tells us, those Shlamim are called the Chagiga. How do I know they're called the Chagiga? Because those were the Shlamim that were brought by Matan Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu asked Paro Shalach es ami viachoguli bamidbar. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, "I want viachoguli bamidbar." So you see that it's called the Chagiga. Mashen kin b'ri'iyah, as opposed to ri'iyah, oh, that only began at Matan Torah. V'od, and another reason to be more machmir by the shalmei chagiga than we are by the olas ri'iyah is matzinu b'nasiyim. We find that the nasiyim by the Chanukah samizbeach after the hakamas hamishkan shariba behen hakosuv b'shlamim yosim iba'olos. The Torah tells us that they brought more shlamim than they did olos. So you see that there's a preference of shlamim over olos. So b'sil my time lomer k'vei shamei. What was wrong with Beis Shammai's raya is that the karban ri'iyah it should be shtei kesef. Beis Shammai had very strong rayas. So the Gemara answers that according to Beis Hillel, no, the rayas aren't so good. The kamat riyah difa da ola kula lagva. Why? You said that an olas riyah is better, it's more chashuv, because it all gets burnt on the mizbech, it all goes lagva. Adarab, chagiga adifa. For that very reason, I think the shalmei chagiga are better. This b'shtei achilos, because they have two mitzvos of achila. There's achilas adam and achilas mizbeach, as opposed to korban olah, which is only achilas mizbeach. Only the mizbeach consumes it. People don't consume it. With kamer elav me'atzeres, now what you want to say? Let's learn from Shavuos, where you bring both olos and shlamim, and there are more olos than shlamim. I'm not going to learn from Shavuos. Done korban yachim, you korban yachim. Vein don carbon yachid, be carbon seabor. I'd rather learn the dinim of a carbon yachid from a carbon yachid. I'm not going to learn the dinim of a carbon yachid from a carbon seabor, the musafim of Shavuos, or a carbon seabor. Beishamim, my time alone with Beisilil. Why didn't Beishamim like the rayas that Beisilil brought, that the shlamim were more chashuv than the olos? Because the kam, chagiga adif at the yashal fnei adibor, your raya that chagiga is better, that the shalmi chagiga is more chashuv because it existed before Matan Torah. Riyanami yashal fnei adibor, says Beishamim, olos riyo was also before Matan Torah in that very same maisa, because the Nare Bnei Yisrael also brought olos in Parshas Mishpatim. It says in Beferish in the Pasuk, it says Vayalu olos, and that must have been olas riya. Udkamer neilf menasiim, and that which you're going to tell me, we'll learn from the Nesiim that there are more shlamim than olos in the Karbonos of the Nesiim by the Chanukah Samizbeach, and don't learn from the Yom Tov of Shavuos. I would rather learn those halachos that are noig l'doros, like the karbonos that we bring every Yom Tov, from other things that are noig l'doros, like the karbonos that we bring on Shavuos, and not from something that was a one-time event like the Chanukah Samizbeach. So you're right, the Nesiim by the Chanukah Samizbeach brought more shlamim than olos, but that was just a one-time event. I'd rather use as a model to figure out which is better, which is stronger, an ola or a shlamim. I'd rather use as a model something that's a mitzvah ledoros, like the Karbon Musaf of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Ubeisil maishna chagiga diyeshan fnei adibur mitzir vayizbuchu zvachim shlamim ria nam yaksiv ayalu. So it says, wait a second, Beishamai had a really strong point back to Beis Hillel. When Beis Hillel said the what makes Shlamim so much stronger is that it existed before Matan Torah. So Beishamai said back to him, the very same pasuk that tells me that they brought Shlamim before Matan Torah says that they brought Olos before Matan Torah. How do you not see that? It's beferish in the pasuk. What's Beis Hillel going to say back to the Beishamai about that? Beis Hillel thought that this was such a great raya. So Ksavri Beis Hillel, so this opens up a new discussion for us. Beis Hillel holds, yes, there were olos, but olos she'ekriv Yisrael b'midbar, olas tamid avai. It was a different kind of ola. It was an olas tamid, which you bring each and every day, whereas olas ri'ya were not brought before Matan Torah. So you can't learn the chashivos of olos in general from olas tamid. You can't learn the chashivos of an olas ri'ya from an olas tamid. Ubeis Shammai sabri. Beis Shammai says, I agree that you cannot learn from olas tamid. But Beis Shammai holds, olos she'ekriv Yisrael b'midbar, olas ri'ya avai. They argue, what was the Ola that was brought in Parshas Mishpatim? Everyone sees the same pasuk. It says that they brought Shlamim and that they brought Olos. The question of whether you could bring a Raya that Shlamim are more Chashuv than Olos, than Olas Re'iyah, is what kind of Olos were they? Beis Hillel says, those Olos were Olos Tamid, so it has nothing to do with Olos Re'iyah. Beis Shammai says, no, those Olos were Olos Re'iyah. So you see that it's not a Raya that Shlamim are more Chashuv than Olos. So Amar Abaye comments, this machlok is a big machlokas that involves many, many more Tanayim. What were these olos that they brought in the Midbar? That Beis Shammai, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yishmael, three Tanoim all hold that the olos that they brought in the Midbar were olos Ria. Ubeis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, another set of three Tanoim, kulus virulu olos shekrivi yisol b'midbar olos tamid avai. They all hold that the olos that are described in Parshas Mishpatim were olos tamid. So where do we find all six of these Tanoim that hold these shitos? So Beis Shammai hadamar, we already explained where we see that Beis Shammai holds that the olos were olos Ria. And that's why it's not a raya that shlamim are more chashuv than olos. Rabbi Yishmael, how do I know Rabbi Yishmael holds that the olos that they brought in Parshas Mishpatim were olos re'iya? D'tanya, Rabbi Yishmael lomer klalos nemar b'sinai. There were a lot of general mitzvos given at Har Sinai without explaining the detailed dinim of those mitzvos, like the mitzvah of karbanos. And in Sinai, we were commanded to build a mizbeach where we're going to bring olos and shlamim, but it didn't tell us anything yet. Hashem didn't tell us anything yet about the matnos dam and the hefshet of the carbon ola and the akrava semurim of the carbon shlamim upratos pol moed, but the details were given to us at Ol Moed after that kamas hamishkan. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, klalos upratos nemru b'sinai v'nishnu pol moed v'nishtalshu barvus moav. All of the generalities with the details were given to us three times at Har Sinai, again at Ol Moed, and again at Arvus Moav. Siach Yitzchak points out, who's talking about Arvus Moav? Why did he have to mention the third time? That was not subject to debate. Everyone agrees the third time at Arvus Moav was a it was a repeat of all the pratos, that the pratos were already given on Ol Moed. So why does he have to mention Arvus Moav? So the Siach Yitzchak points out that that's exactly the point. Rabbi Akiva is trying to say, just like you, Rabbi Yishmael, agree that at least at Arvus Moav everything was repeated. So if it was repeated at Arvus Moav, why is it so difficult to say that everything was repeated at Ol Moed? So that's why I believe the same thing was said three times. But the Yisal Kadai Techiv, you can assume that according to Rabbi Yishmael, Ol Shir Kuvi Sol the Midbar Ol Tamid Avai, that already in the Midbar they were bringing all this Tamid Miik Amididi Meikar Lo Bayi Hefshem Vituach Lubsof Bayi Hefshem Vituach. If in the Midbar in Parshas Mishpatim they were bringing all this Tamid, that means they were bringing all this Tamid before they knew all the dinim of an Olas Tamid, and that means they were bringing all this Tamid without Hefshet Vinituach, and that's unthinkable. How could it be that they were bringing all this Tamid and not doing Hefshet Vinituach, and then at some point the way that they started bringing all this Tamid changed because now all of a sudden they knew all of the halachos? So that can't be. So that's the raya that Rabbi Shmuel must have held, that it was not an Olas Tamid, it was an Olas Re'iya. Even though it was an Ola, you can't ask the question, how could they bring up in a Dava? They were not Mekayim Hefshet V'nituach, because they weren't Makrovit Al Pi Adibor B'chiyuv. They brought up in a Dava, and therefore the fact that they did it without Hefshet V'nituach doesn't bother us. Meaning, you can't have the same Kasha, that just like we're saying, it's not Shaykh that they were bringing Olas Tamid without Hefshet V'nituach, and then at some point it would change. You can't ask that same Kasha in Olas Re'iya, that it's not Shaykh they were bringing Olas Re'iya without Hefshet V'nituach, and then at some point it changed. Because if it was an Olas Re'iya, it was only an Olas Nedava. It was only voluntary. So yeah, it's going to change once it becomes obligatory. So when it becomes obligatory, it will be with Hefshet V'nituach. But the Olas Tamid, it would have been a Chiyuv already at that time. And if it already would have been a Chiyuv at that time, then it doesn't make sense to have changed from not requiring Hefshet V'nituach to yes requiring Hefshet V'nituach. Rabbi Elazar, how do I know that Rabbi Elazar also holds that the Ola that they brought in Parshas Mishpatim was an Olas Re'iya? Titania, Olas Tamid Hasuya Bahar Sinai, and it's Machlokas what Hasuya Bahar Sinai means. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ma'aseha Nemru B'Sinai, that the halachos and the dinim of the Olas Tamid were said by Sinai, but Vihi Atzma Lo Karva, but it was not yet brought at by Sinai. So it must be that the Ola that they were Makrav prior to that was an Olas Re'iya, because the Pasuk is telling me that they did not yet bring the Olas Tamid at Har Sinai. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Karva, the Olas Tamid was already brought before Har Sinai, Vishuvlo Pascha, and then it never stopped. They started bringing the Olas Tamid at Har Sinai and didn't stop from then on. So Elamani Mekayim, if that's the case, how am I going to explain the pasuk in the Tochacha that Amos the Navi was Mochiach Klal Yisrael about how they behaved, and he says Hazvachu Mumincha Higashtim LiBamidbar Arba'im Shana Beis Yisrael, during the 40 years that you were in the Midbar, did you bring Karban Zvachim or Menachos LaHashem? Sounds that they didn't bring Karbanos at all throughout the 40 years in the Midbar, because they were Nezuf and Lamakom. They were banished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on account of the sin. What sin were they banished on account of? Rashi writes, must be the Chet Egel. So they were Nezuf and Lamakom. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that when they started to bring the Karban Tamid at Har Sinai, they never stopped. How could Amos HaNavi tell them that they didn't bring Karbanos for all 40 years in the Midbar? According to Rabbi Akiva, they started bringing Karban Tamid at Har Sinai, never stopped. So says Gemara, no. The Karban Tamid was brought, but not by all the Klal Yisrael. Shifto Shalevi Shalavdu Avodah Zarah Hein Hikrivosa. It was Shevet Levi who didn't do Avodah Zarah, and therefore didn't suffer from the punishment of the Chet HaEgel. I mean, he didn't have to be Nezuf and Lamakom on account of the Chet HaEgel. They're the ones that brought the Olas Tamid throughout that entire time in the Midbar, and that's what it means that they didn't bring Zvachim Menachos. Means the rest of Klal Yisrael didn't bring these Karbanos. This is all Shitas Rashi, that it's about the Egel, that's the Avera in question. The Tosos, however, and Dibur Maslun Nezufin Asan Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mochel for the Egel. This Tosos is not here. This is the Tosos of Maseches Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mochel. He said Salachti, and he was Mashar Shechina by having the Mishkan. So therefore, Tosos quotes a read that there were Nezufin not me Maisa Egel, but from the other big Avera, from the Maisa Meraglim, and that was not Nitan L'Mechila. The Maisa Meraglim was not as easily forgiven. And that's what the Ritva writes as well. So when it says Arba'im Shana, it's Lav Dafka, because the Maisa Meraglim was ready in the second year, Shehu Kama Mishkan. So it's not really 40 years that they didn't bring, it's 39 years that they didn't bring because they were in the Zuf and the Makom. But it also doesn't fit as well. If you say like Tulsa, it doesn't fit as well when we say Shifto Shalevi Shalom Avdu Avadazar. What does that Lo Avdu Avadazar have anything to do with it? Surah Shash makes that Ha'ara, that line in the Gemara fits a lot better with the Shita that Nizuf and the Makom means that it was on account of the Chet Ha'egel and not on account of the Chet Amaragun. So that was one set of Tanaim that all hold that the Ola that they brought in the Midbar was no less Ru'iyah. Now we're going to go to the other set of three Tanaim that hold that the Ola that they brought in the Midbar was no less Tamin. So Beisil Hadamar, Beisil we already said. Rabbi Akiva Hanami Damar, we already pointed out the Shita of Rabbi Akiva that when it says Ola Tamin Asuya Bahar Sinai, that it itself was brought on Har Sinai. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, where do we find Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that the Ola was an Olas Tamid? The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Shalosh Mitzvahs and Sav Yisrael Balosim L'Regel. There are three mitzvahs we have to do when we're Ola L'Regel, and they are Re'iya, Chagiga, V'Simcha. We have to bring an Olas Re'iya, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. Yesh B'Re'iya Shein B'Shtei. And there's a Maila that the Olas Re'iya has that the Chagiga and Simcha don't have. Yesh B'Chagiga Shein B'Shtei. There's a Maila that the Shalmei Chagiga has that the Re'iya and Simcha don't have. Yesh B'Simcha Shein B'Shtei. There's a Maila that Shalmei Simcha have that Re'iya and Chagiga don't have. So what are these Milas? Yesh B'Re'iya Shein B'Shtei and Sh'Re'iya Ola Kula L'Gvoa. The Olas Re'iya is entirely burnt on the Mizbeach. Mashem Ken B'Shtei. And suppose Chagiga and Simcha, which are both Shlamim, and therefore they get eaten by the Bailim and the Kohanim. Yesh B'Chagiga Mashein B'Shteihem. The Chagiga has a Mila over both them. Sh'Chagiga Yeshel Lefnei Adibur. Because Chagiga was brought even before Matan Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Nare B'nei Yisrael to bring Karbanos and Parshas Mishpatim on the Mizbeach that was built in Sinai. And those Shlamim that were brought were called Chagiga, because like we said, Shalachas Amivi Yechogu Liba Midbar. So we know that that's called the Chagiga. Mashein B'Shteihem. But the Olas Re'iya was not brought at that point in Parshas Mishpatim. Yesh B'Simcha Mashein B'Shteihem. Shasimcha Nehagas Ba'Nashim Menashim Mashein B'Shteihem. And Simcha is something that has a quality that the other two don't have, in that they're knowing both for men and women, as opposed to Re'iya and Chagiga, where women are Pater, like they are in every Mitzvah Shazman Grama, that there's no exception, that there's no possible to tell me that it's an exception to the rule. But the point is, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that Chagiga's Maila is that it was Yeshen L'Fnei Adibur, and Re'iya and Simcha did not happen L'Fnei Adibur. So you see that he holds that the Ola that Klal Yisrael is Makrib B'Midbar must have been an Olas Tamid, not an Olas Re'iya, because if it were an Olas Re'iya, then that's not a quality that Chagiga has over Ola. So that's how we know that Rabbi Yossi is on Team Beis Hillel. For Rabbi Shmuel, my time kamok mitzvah kabeis shamai. Wait a second, why did we assume that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Shitas Beis Shamai? Going back a step, within the set of three Tanaim that agree with the two other Tanaim that agree with the Beis Shamai, we put Rabbi Shmuel on the list of people that agree with the Beis Shamai. But v'isal gadai d'chol eshiv k'v'isal b'midbar l'as tamid avai. If we're going to assume that the Ola that Klal Yisrael brought in the Midbar was no l'as tamid, mi'ika midi d'me karlo b'ay hefshim t'vach l'b'sof b'ay hefshim t'vach. Right, the raya was, how could it have been no l'as tamid? Because how could it be that they started bringing the Olas Tamid without the requirement of Hefshet Finitok, because they didn't yet have the Pratim, and then later on it changed. But for Rabbi Yossi, Glidu Damar Olas Shem Kishol Ben Midbar Olas Tamid Avai, May Karu Lo Bay Hefshet Mitzvah, Lo Besof Bay Hefshet Mitzvah. It's not such an unusual Shita. Rabbi Yossi Glidu holds that. Rabbi Yossi Glidu holds that it was no less Tamid, and when they first started bringing it, it did not require Hefshet Finitok, and only required Hefshet Finitok afterwards. The time Rabbi Yossi Glidu Damar Olas Shem Kishol Ben Midbar, Eino Tuin Hefshet Finitok, Lo Fishay Hefshet Mitzvah, Al Mal Moed Vaelach. So you see that Rabbi Yossi Glidu holds that when they brought the Ola in the Midbar, it did not require Hefshet Finitok, but then things changed because they got all the details of the mitzvahs and they learned about Hefshet Finituach, so the nature of the karma changed. So what's so difficult? Say Rabbi Shmuel holds the same thing. That Rabbi Shmuel holds like Beis Hillel that the Ola that they brought in the Midbar was a karma tamid, but like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he holds that the nature of the mitzvah changed over time once they learned all the details. So says Mar, you're right. Sami mikan Rabbi Shmuel. You cannot put Rabbi Shmuel necessarily on Beis Shammai's side of this machlokas, because it could be that Rabbi Shmuel holds that in fact was an Olas Tamid, even though Rabbi Shmuel holds that they did not yet have all of the details of the mitzvah. It's okay, and when they got the details, the mitzvah changed. So by Rav Chisas, now the Gemara says just a separate point, meaning related to these psukim that we've been talking about. Haikra hechiksiv. How do you read the pasuk? Vayishlach esnar b'nei Yisrael vayalu olos, and then it says that vayizbukuziv keshom l'Hashem. So is it vayalu olos is kvasim, that the olos that they brought were sheep, and then vayizbukuziv keshom l'Hashem parim, that was differs from parim. And the word parim at the end of the pasuk is only going on the shlamim, but not going back on the olos. Or maybe no, the way to read the pasuk is vayishachasnar bnei yisrael vayalu olos yizbuchuzav shom lashem parim, that all of the olos and the shlamim were parim. Says one of the nafkamina. What difference does it make? The mistama, they knew what they were supposed to do, and they did what they were supposed to do. So Tosus raises a question, my nafkamina, as to why it is that sometimes the Gemara asks that question and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the Gemara says, my da hava hava, and sometimes it doesn't. Okay. Marzuch omer l'pisuk time. Marzuch says, it's a chapsa big nafkamina. You need to know how to say the trup, because where are you going to put the asnachta, or the zakev katan? Where are you going to put that which separates the pasuk? So you need to know how to read the pasuk properly with the proper trap, so because it changes the meaning of the pasuk. So that's when the Tshuva Saprakasta Danya brings a raya from here, that if someone messes up the trap and something that will change the meaning of which carbon it was, so then you got to correct him on that, even though it's only a piece of tamim mistake. You'd have to correct him on that. You have to be a big enough expert to know when it's going to be such a change. There's a question the Achronim ask, is why didn't they just check what the trap was, and then they could have figured out the answer to the question. So there must have been some lack of clarity as to what the trup was, or some machlokas, or maybe they didn't have the trup yet. Different discussions. The Achronim, Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava, Amar lo Omer hare alai ola. No, a different nafkamina. What if a guy says hare alai ola ka ola shekriv yisol b'midbar? I'm going to bring carbon ola from the same animal that they brought in Parshas Mishpatim. So what does he bring now? Parim havu or kvasim havu? So it does chapa nafkamina if a person takes a neder. That's what Rav Moshe Stav told us in Karen B'Avna, that they once asked for Shlomo Zalman Orbach, is Medina Sisol Reshis Michas Guloseinu. So if Shlomo Zalman didn't want to get involved in the political discussion, he avoided politics like the plague, so he said, L'may Nafkamina. So he said, if a person is Mekadesh Isha Al Menas, Medina Sisol Reshis Michas Guloseinu, Mekadesh Isha Al Menas, right? So that's, you can always say, if you bring a carbon with such a, that it should be the same carbon that they brought in the Midbar, what should you bring? So the Gemara says, take it, we leave it unresolved. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Baron Tanan Hassan. Have a great day, everybody.
All right.